Hey, what's up? It's David Alexander here from Carousel Kings, and you're listening to the Punkio Podcast.
Please mind the gap between the train and the...
Ah, whatever. Welcome to the Punkio Podcast, the show that brings you unsigned punk music, regular interviews, news, reviews, and more. Thanks for tuning in and subscribing. Here are your hosts, Tim Marshall and Tom Hawkins.
Hi all, welcome to the Punkio Podcast, episode 21, and today we have the amazing... band Carousel Kings. So here's my co-host and here's David from Carousel Kings. How are we doing, guys?
Not bad, thank
morning. How's everybody doing?
You're all right, not too bad. Yeah, a bit later here than yourself, but thanks for getting up and being on the podcast this morning.
My pleasure. I have a nice cup of coffee here, so I'm ready to go.
Yep, coffee here as well, Tom.
yeah, I've got my mug. Yeah, it will definitely be arriving in the next bit of this podcast. Yeah, it's not like I came onto this podcast and completely forgot that we're filming it now instead of 4 hours later.
Oh wow!
Because I was reliving Vietnam on Call of Duty. Let me tell you that I was getting shot constantly, but I was still doing it.
Oh dear.
Yeah, did you finish your match? Did you win?
No, I'm doing campaign at the moment because all my friends think I'm shit. So
I probably am as well. I mean, I've just brought World War II.
World War II is a great game.
It's a good game. Yeah, I think I've played it about six times now, the campaigns. But yeah, I love it. It's great. Different every time. So I'm trying to beat the scores. But there we go. Anyway, about music. David, just introduce yourself and how long you've been in the band, been into the beginning, and just a bit about the band, etc.
I guess I started the band in 2008 when I was still in school. We did a self-release called Speak Frantic in 2010. Eventually, we started playing shows and gigging around, just booking stuff ourselves. Eventually, we found the label called CI Records, based out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or Lancaster, as you guys would say. My British accent. So, yeah. So that's where I grew up. We signed to CI in 2012 and put out A Slice of Heaven, which was kind of like Speak Frantic remixed. We toured off that 2014. We did the Unity release, and that's when we got to get on the Warped Tour circuit a little bit, and touring increased a bit. We went like overseas for the first time during those times. 2017 we finally got on a major label, which was Victory Records. We were on that for two albums. We put out Charm City and the most recent Plus Ultra. We were lucky enough to be able to get some dates on the final Warped Tour. That was cool.
Amazing.
And then COVID happened, and now we have new music ready to release, and I'm just sort of
so excited
treading the waters to see what the next step is here. But I'm really excited for the future. It's been a long journey for sure.
Defo. Yeah, well, that's great. So have you got a full band still? Are they all still up for stuff, or is it just yourself mainly that's doing the music at the moment?
We're all still together. But obviously with COVID, we are like spread apart, so we don't necessarily live together. Course, we haven't been able to like practice. So it's a lot of like just sending demos back and forth. I do have like songs in the bag that are already tracked. So yeah, I don't know. It's sort of weird. It's definitely new territory right now with everything going on in the world. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But fingers crossed. Still are active as active as we can be.
Of course. Yeah.
It's good to hear that you guys are still active. And gosh, 2008, I was in school, but I was in secondary school. I was very little.
I was 17. I was just before I turned 18 was when I started the band. And that's when I feel like that's what I don't know. It's music was my thing. I grew up watching from my hometown. There was a band called August Burns Red.
Yes.
I grew up watching those guys play in my schooling, and they sort of inspired me to really want to go for it.
Nice.
Cause they're the top of their game, and definitely just
still going strong now, really, aren't they?
They're crushing, man. They're really doing well. And well, we actually got to have Dustin, their bassist, sing on Something Isn't Right, the track from Charm City. And yeah, I definitely look up to those guys, man. Everything they've done with their, the way that they do it and the work ethic and the way that they treat people is 100% the way that I would aspire to be. And my manager, Jeremy, is good buds with them as well. And
that's cool.
So yeah, just got to work hard, man, and keep going.
Definitely. Definitely. Go on, Tom. You're going to say something.
I was just going to say, what advice do you have to those upcoming bands? The reason I ask, I'm currently wearing my new merch, which is 2 Year Break. We had them on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. They're really nice guys. The t-shirt is pretty comfy, and the music is pretty decent as well.
T-shirt's comfy.
The t-shirt is very comfy. Let me tell you, it didn't come with any bra. I mean, that is true. I mean, most of my merch has to be comfy, otherwise it would just end up in the wardrobe. But what advice do you have for those bands that are like coming up through? Because we cater for both, you know, upcoming and bands that we absolutely loved when we were growing up.
I would just say don't stress yourself out too much. And I think that's really easy to do. I think musicians, you got to figure out whatever it is you like doing and just do it. The opinion thing, people are going to tell you suck or, you know what I mean? whatever other opinions are out there. And I think as long as you're true to yourself with whatever art you're trying to create, then, you know, you'll outlast and whatever.
Just that's exactly what I feel. Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the podcast, when I first released it, I mean, I had a couple of trolls saying horrible things about me, saying I'm fat, middle-aged white guy that likes punk and all of this stuff. But I was like, shut up, you twat. Be like, and I had it as marketing for ages. And then works. Tom came on, and obviously you have to get rid of that because there's only one fat middle-aged white guy and just another.
We've now got to say cater for young, attractive, mixed cultured individuals as well. We balance out there. It's quite good. Like that.
I mean, that's exactly, I think, what I would say as well. It's nice to hear from someone who's been in the scene for a long time now.
I mean, if you think about it, I feel like I was on the most infamous record label there ever was, you know, Victory Records. Everyone hated them. And to be on that label at a time where everyone did hate them, and I feel like, you know, yeah, there were shit talkers and people telling us we sucked or just because of the relationship with that, you know. So I feel like... whatever, man. You got to put your blinders on sometimes and just go to work.
Well, you put out good music. I mean, they're flipping amazing albums. Trust me, a Plus Ultra is an incredible album. So you've got nothing to worry about there.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think Grey Goose is now one of my favorite songs. It's just, I've watched the video about 50 times. I have now listened to the song over... I'm going to say we're near triple figures on that. After only discovering you guys a couple of weeks ago, it is very much cemented itself into the repeated playlist, which is going to be a really strange year for Spotify when I look back at this and being like, how many songs were weirdly stuck in there? I had you guys on loop for a couple of your albums, just listening to what came up, and I couldn't pick a bad song. I wasn't skipping any of the stuff. It's all stuff that I love. It was just Grey Goose for some reason was the one that stuck with me because it's a really good song.
Last week I just had you on shuffle literally the whole week, I think, at work. So it's like, it's great, it really is. So it helps with your views and stuff there. So
yeah. I mean, what stuff do you listen to, as in that's the easiest.
I'm all over, man. I'm very eclectic in the things that I listen to and the things. I mean, I like zoomed off here. I was trying to show you if I could bring up my playlist. I guess most recently I got into like the emo rapper thing, man. I've been listening to like Gucci High Waters and like Nothing Nowhere. He just put out a new album. Stuff like that. I don't know, but I mean, obviously anything, your typical emo stuff. I grew up an emo kid listening to stuff like The Used. Anything produced by John Feldmann, I feel like, is close to my heart. Producer wise, writer wise, always like riffs, Alkaline Trio, older stuff like that, kind of, I always gravitated towards. A band called Daggermouth was big for me. Set Your Goals was big for me. Yes.
Set Your Goals is a band I've heard.
Yeah. So, and that was when we started back in 2008. That's the stuff I was really into. Like Story of the Year, I feel like, is the best band live because their energy is crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen or.
I was supposed to be. I believe they were on Slam Dunk. For 2020.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And we all know where that ended up, didn't we?
Definitely. Yeah.
But I also love pop too, man. I really love top 40s. Like, I try to listen to stuff with really good structures.
Yeah.
I'll jam Bieber, you know what I mean, or whoever. Yeah. And then, like, obviously, like the classic rock stuff too. I feel like Thin Lizzy was a big one for me. That was probably like anything I could take from my dad's CD collection.
Yeah,
that had like Distortion. I was really into to Meatloaf, Guilty Pleasure, actually.
Yeah,
and you will have guilty pleasures.
I don't know. Yeah. For me, there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. I'm not guilty for any music I listen to. So,
I mean, I am when I claim to be pop punk, and then I will listen to Dido. It's just one of those things, really. I'll happily listen to Adele one day. Just be like, they're blaring out stuff by Take That as well. That was another one of my Robbie Williams in particular has been one of my guilty pleasures. Very, very British choices on what's going on here.
Definitely.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah,
Pale Waves over there. They got my attention. That band Pale Waves.
Yes.
Pale Waves, yes. From they've come up recently.
Yeah.
They're a good band.
Absolutely love to get them on the... I have actually messaged them. I haven't got a reply, but I've said, hey, if you want to come on, I've heard you guys.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm still hoping for Point North. That's the one that I recently got into in 2020. And they've blown me away in terms of how good their stuff was. Because they did a couple of covers of Nothing Nowhere. So they did a cover of Hammer by them. And then Never Coming Home was an absolute track full of energy. And then they did something with Callum Quinn, and that was it. I was made up.
Yes. Sick. Yeah, definitely.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah they're definitely really up there. They're definitely up there. I mean, this year in particular, for the stuff I was listening to, it's been really, because of the podcast now, I've listened to so many different bands. I mean, I the one that I suggested to you, A Story Told, that I've started listening to more of them. That's good. Seasons for Change has been another one that I've got into. Sundressed as well. Glimmers, the new Mod Sun album, that's decent.
That was good. I think the track Bones was my favorite off of that one.
Bones was decent. Bones. Annoying, yeah. I like. Annoying has been one. It's like pop punk and a love song. So I of course sent it to my partner, and I was like, listen to this. She was like, do I have to? And I'm like, yes, you have to. Add it to the list of 30 songs that I've sent you.
I think massively for me, I mean, I know we've been drifting into the modern pop punk era for a few years now, but 2020 was just, I mean, most of the stuff coming out was digital, obviously, because we had to do it that way. Bands had to do it that way. And yeah, it's just I think very different sound for lots of bands now than they used to be. But some have still kept that kind of, Tom's favorite word, nostalgic kind of sound. I don't know if you'd agree,
that.
But
it's that. That's what I want to be using. Not that. Yeah. I don't even know what that means. but yes, nostalgia, just anything that screams out that. This is why I love Machine Gun Kelly. I know it's a controversial thing. and trust me, I know, because the amount of people I've gone, hey, I like Machine Gun Kelly, and they've gone, oh, triggered. It seems to be a very personal issue. But I
especially pop punk kids, the group. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We won't get into that.
No, we won't.
I really liked that album. I thought it was pretty good. So.
Yes. This is why you are now up there with all my favorite bands.
Yes.
Any about... bands have slated them, even the slightest, that's it. Off the Spotify.
David, how about Youngblood?
Yeah, man, I fuck with Youngblood. I feel like I got to see him play on Warped. And I was like, who is this guy? You know, like, he's wearing pink and or just doing his thing, man. He got my attention right away, just gravitating the crowd and really working it.
He does seem to do that. Yeah.
He's a true professional, man. I feel like he was fun to watch. And I also played it with him at Summerfest, too. I forgot about that. That was cool, man. Just
that's pretty
like I said, working the crowd, dude. Like, that guy is a natural born performer. Yeah, I'm just like my hat's off to him. I can't wait to see what else he puts out.
Yeah, well, I watched during lockdown. I watched his I think it was 2019. He went on tour, did a Brixton show, and watched that on YouTube. Oh my god!
I was supposed to get tickets for that. I'm gutted.
Oh really?
I was looking at tickets for that show. I had a load of shows that I was buying. No, it was this year. It could have been last year. I don't know. Effectively, I asked one of my friends if they wanted to go and see him. And he was like, I don't know much from Youngblood, so I'm not 100% sure. And I was like, but he's really good. Let's go and see him. And he was just like, I don't know. I don't really want to spend like 30 quid on tickets. I'm not 100% sure. And I'm now regretting that because it could have been a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The 30 quid, that would have been amazing.
For 30. Yeah.
Yeah. For 30
probably can't do that now.
No, yeah. I think we're 100 now, if not more.
Oh, mate, I know. Ridiculous. Yeah. It's like Bring Me the Horizon 4 years ago, or however long it was like £20 to go and see them. Now it's like millions of pounds.
Yeah. Arenas only.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, woo. I can't wait to mosh pit with 15 million people. Yeah. This is definitely going to hurt in every direction.
Definitely. Well, my favorite band last year, and has been probably for a long time now, is Enter Shikari.
Dude, I really like them too, man. I so can't good. Remember the name of their album, but the one with, I don't know if it's the most recent one. It might be two albums before, but it was very rocky and very chorusy and singy, and I thought it was great.
The newest one is called Nothing True. Hang on, I can't think now.
I'm going to get them up looking now. Yeah, I've got them up here. So Nothing True and Everything is and Everything is Possible.
Yeah.
And then before that, you had The Spark, and then you had Take to the Skies, I believe.
Right, I think The Spark was the one that I jammed a lot. Was that the one with like Live Outside? And
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that one. I jammed that religiously when I was driving around the country.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, it's great. I mean, I've been jamming since Sorry You're Not a Winner. And you have to do it. If you don't,
religious.
Yeah.
From Take to the Skies, mate. That. Yeah.
Dude, their music videos were always so creative too. What's the one with the cartoon where he's like going into the restaurant? You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to reference.
What it is though. Yeah.
We're so good. We're so good. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they're brilliant. The latest one though. Oh my god, it's so twisted. I can't explain it now in my head, but just watch it. It's really
I'm
going to
check it out. Really? I'm definitely checking it out.
I'm now like looking faces. Back. Going, great. So what, is that The Greatest Unknown, Live at Home, or TINA? I'm just trying to think. I know Sorry You're Not a Winner is still like one of my favorite music videos because it's just so raw. It's just like a very basic home video, and I love that. I'm just like, this is where this band has come from. They literally were doing a gig in a home, it seems, to like making some crazy stuff. I always loved Anaesthetist as well as a music video.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I mean, I had the chance to go see them support. I can't remember who they were supporting like years ago now, but I wish I went. But now,
are you on about Slipshod, the one with the cartoon? Because that's just popped up as being the one with the cartoon.
That's where he's in a restaurant, the waiter brings him some shit and starts yelling at him.
Maybe that one. I don't know. It was the only one that popped up that seemed to have a cartoon in. So we'll just bring that one and someone
can try. It's the one.
We'll put it like somewhere up here and be like, lies, it was actually this.
That's it. There you go. All right, tell you what, we'll jump into the first track. So, Tom, go on. What do you want to play first?
I don't want to play Grey Goose first because I want to save it. I want to save my enthusiasm and I want to listen to other things.
What track are you playing first then? What do you want to play out of the three others?
Yeah, you know what? You pick. You're the guest.
I don't even know what. Shell Shocked
it is. There we go. Cool. So here's Shell Shocked by Carousel Kings. Enjoy.
I'm searching for closure. With you, cold is still sown and a thread holding my soul. I'm good at exposing the truth. Youth can't be sold when I hold love as my hope. Tell me lies all the time, but it just feels right. But it just feels right. Tell me lies.
amazing track. Honestly, I love that so much. One of my favorites on the Plus Ultra album, I think. But yeah, tell us a bit about it, David.
Yeah, so that album, we wrote a lot of it with our buddy Ricky Armolino. He's a producer. He's from Lancaster too. I grew up watching him play in a band called This Is the Apocalypse. He's actually the guitarist or the vocalist in a band called Hawk now. He guitars for Ice Nine Kills when they tour.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
So Will and myself, my guitar player and I, we spent a lot of time, and Shell Shocked especially was one of those tracks that Rick, I feel like, helped with the vision on it. And we ended up getting Spencer Charnas on that track via Rick. And yeah, just a good vibe song. I feel like it's a little bit different pace than like the other songs on the album. It's sort of like its own thing. And I think that's why I liked it. Yeah, good track, I think.
Yeah, it is really good track. So, I mean, you were saying before during that little break, you do some of the writing, not all of it. Do your other band members like help with the writing of the music and lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, I think everyone sort of helps out wherever they can. Nothing's ever forced. I have a group of dudes that I really enjoy working with, like my buddy Grant McFarland out of Atrium Audio. He's he's in a band called Galactic Empire. A lot of the new stuff I'm writing with him. So I try to just work with different producers and as many different people as I can, because I feel that collaborating with different artists is how, you know, I mean, there are, at least from my personal experience, that's when I've grown the most.
Yeah.
So at this point, Carousel Kings might have, you know what I mean, 20 plus members as far as like writing goes, because I'm always so open to collabing.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that the guys in the band aren't in the band or aren't writing. They are. It's just there's actually more behind the scenes going on for Carousel Kings, especially because I just always want to strive to grow if I can.
Yeah. Amazing. So is the next release going to be a self-release, you think?
Thinking about it, there's definitely some talks of, I mean, there's a couple of labels that are interested, but I just, at this point, I don't know how I feel about it with everything and in the state of everything going on. To give away 80%, you think about it in these terms, you're giving away 80% of something that you created that wasn't in existence before, right? For the entire rest of your life.
Yeah.
They're going to own that. And like, really, what is that? I don't know. It doesn't really, I feel like in perpetuity and anything seems sort of, I don't know. That seems whack. It seems like not a 1920s type of deal. And maybe the next step for us is to just put out some singles and own them. And just see what happens. I don't know. I'm sort of on the fence, but I think the music's good, and I do. We are releasing music this year for sure. I'm just So
we look forward to
how
that.
It goes.
We'll pop it all over our social. Don't you worry.
We'll pop it all on the shells. The only band that I really know that have done something similar where they've gone from a label and released, I'm sure there's many out there, but the one that I recognize is the Dangerous Summers.
All right,
Dangerous Summer, maybe, butchering bands left, right and center. That's what I do. Because Fuck 'Em All was a massive track and I never knew why it was created. And then I watched the video and it's like, oh, we split from the label. And I don't know if it was like an F you to the label or it was just, hey, we're back to doing what we love. Because the music video was once again, like a very, I wouldn't say amateur, but very homegrown style video. And I actually really enjoyed it. And the song itself is incredible. Their vocals are amazing. So are you thinking about doing something similar to that where it would be like a kind of ode to the label, I guess? I wouldn't say ode to the label, but
something different.
Something different like that, or is it just going with the flow?
I think I'm just going with the flow right now. I don't like hate labels. I think if a label was going to give me like a large amount of money, I'd probably take it.
Fair
but enough. If it's not something that's going to change my life, and you want 80% of something that didn't, you know what I mean? I don't know about that. You know what I mean? So I guess everyone has their price.
Do they have a lot of influence on like the sounds that you produce?
I think I have trust issues in general, and especially with like dealing with multiple labels at this point in my career, and then on top of like obviously like your normal relationship issues, because like I feel like being in a band's like dating so many people. But I just feel like they can change their mind whenever they want, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can sign something and the deal can say you get 4 music videos, and then they're like, oh yeah, nah, we'll give you 2, you know, and then what are you gonna do? You know, you're gonna go get a lawyer and lawyer up and get, you know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah,
I don't want to be told that I can't list the feature for my track when I have 13 features on it. I don't want to be told that the name of the, you know what I mean, you have to change the name, or you can't have your music in this music video or this like commercial thing because, you know, we're not getting a check for it, so we don't care. You know, I feel like they care about the initial investment, and then after that, you know what I mean, they're owning 80% of something that they're not going to push, that they're not going to let you like continue to promote. You're going to need your permission. I don't know. It's just like a bunch of, it just seems not good. Yeah. It doesn't seem healthy either, as far as like, you know, something's got to change, I feel like, with the industry. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I've been noticing a lot of bands lately have been either using them as a self produced album, or they've got their management company in like the little kind of thing, just saying how much they've helped and not have a label instead. So yeah, I don't know. It's definitely changing, I think.
Yeah, I think it's changing, and I'm excited for the future, and I'm also just open to whatever that might be, whether it's, like I said, self-release or whatever else.
Brilliant. Well, yeah, I can't wait for new tracks from you. Yeah. It's like Plus Ultra is an incredible album, and yeah, just can't wait.
I've got a question for you, David. This is going to be out there. What song would you play air guitar to? Like, out of any artist, what song do you pick up your air guitar and play it to?
Air guitar?
Or air drums? Or air drum vocal?
Or air guitar or more?
I mean, let's put that as a first question. What is your air instrument of choice, including vocals?
The flute, maybe? What? I don't know.
Air drums. I feel like that song by Phil Collins.
Yes. Yeah, tonight.
Of course. That's
yeah, nailed that. I am Phil Collins.
And then guitar, I guess. I don't know, man. Something with a breakdown, right? Anything that I can go like crab style and just be like super ridiculous. Maybe like a Silverstein "Smile in Your Sleep" or something like that. I don't know.
Brilliant. I think the one for me thinking about it was Not Sleeping With Sirens. Keep forgetting their name. While She Sleeps, they did a collab with Ollie Skies. I forgot the name of it now. But they have an amazing like build-up bridge, and it breaks into this epic guitar solo, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking sick. Like, I'm just there in like my room, just full on like pelting out an air guitar, being like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then equally, air drums to anything Travis Barker has done.
Yeah.
Because that whole Ticket to My Downfall album, I was air drumming, like out of just, there are some solid beats in that album. But what do you air vocals to? What do you like grab your virtual microphone and sing to?
Your own stuff.
Vocals? I don't know. What do I like singing? Dude, I'm just trying to think of some pop, like, I don't know, Katy Perry's fun. I feel like if Daisies is coming on, I'll probably sing that as loud as I can.
Sounds good. That's
pretty good.
A little guilty pleasure for Katy Perry. I really like Lana Del Rey. Now I'm trying to think of like the female artists. Anybody that's like really sad, like me.
No.
You should definitely check out a band called Glimmers. We had them on the podcast a few weeks ago.
It was a month ago.
Was it a month ago now? Yeah, blimmin' heck, it was a month ago, yeah. A girl called Maggie, she's got an incredible voice. Definitely check them out. You'll like
Glimmers.
Them.
You have to be sure, after this, send me these band names. I
will. Just going to be like, here you go. You need to listen to all of these, yeah. And then they will be very list. Happy. She's a really awesome, talented musician. And I love the fact that recently for TikTok, she did 3 Neck Deep songs, and I tagged Tim in it. And I was like, Tim, if you like her, then you like Neck Deep.
For God's sake, Tom.
Because I have to bring this up every week on the podcast. Tim doesn't seem to like Neck Deep. And I'm struggling to understand why.
Tom, I've explained this already.
I don't care.
Wishful Thinking is one incredible album. Like, probably one of my favorites that I've heard for a while after listening to it, because I didn't give it a chance because I didn't really like the newer stuff. But
the newest stuff is incredible.
But I prefer That's Wishful Thinking. Attack. So there you go. I don't know.
Just saying. Life's Not Out to Get You is an amazing album to listen to live. They stole the show at A Day to Remember when Day to Remember were doing what was the album they did? I keep forgetting it. Never mind. But they had a new release album when I was out in university and I went to go and see them. It was the first time I saw Neck Deep live and they stole the show. The nice. Energy was incredible.
Was that when they were doing that cover song too? I think that Natalie and you know what I mean?
Torn. No, that was they didn't do that. They didn't do that one, but I wish they did now because I heard that. That was Songs to Die For or something like that.
Yeah, because I saw Neck Deep play at the Don Broco show last year over there actually. And nice. It was Don Broco, Issues, Neck Deep. I forget who else was on it, but it was a stacked lineup and they played that song.
That would have been fucking incredible. Like, I'm a huge fan of all of those bands. I mean, Issues more recently, I can't really speak much about that. But like with Don Broco, I discovered them before Amazing I discovered band. Neck Deep. And it was, is it Everybody that I'm thinking of? The one where they're all going around with like it's like the weird dance. Yes.
Cowboy. Right.
Yeah, the cowboy one. Yeah. I can't do it. I embarrass myself. But nonetheless, it's a great dance.
Yeah, amazing. So who's your favorite artist you've ever seen live, do you think, David?
Live Energy was story of the year because like as a band they brought it, like they were just defined, you know what I mean? Yeah. Always Burns Red also, I just gotta tip the cap because I've seen them so many times.
Yeah.
And every time it's literally better than really? The last time. Yeah. Oh, wow. Man, like They started most recently, like their bassist will switch to guitar and then their singer gets on bass and then they're all shredding up there, dude. It's like, I don't know. Those dudes are nice. I don't know if you've got to see their live. They just put out a really sick live performance.
I think it was out.
Last week or the week. Yeah, definitely
you
check pop that out.
To us. We'll pop you some stuff. Definitely.
But then the most fun I've ever had was probably at that Don Broco show, honestly. I feel like watching them and then the seats that I had, I was able to like kind of like look out over the rest of the crowd, but then still see the stage, and Don Broco just like really rocked to that crowd. And I also didn't realize how big they were over in England.
Oh, yeah.
Like, obviously, I was always a fan and it wasn't anything for me to fly over there to see them, but to see that many people over there who knew them, I was like, this is sick. Like, I didn't realize.
Yeah. You know? Oh, they're massive here now. Yeah, so they've been quite big for a few years now.
They're almost headlining, that's what I
oh yeah no they are yeah. I mean I saw them live must have been 5 or 6 years ago and hardly anyone had heard of them and now they're everywhere.
There are so many tracks from them that I would absolutely want to go and see live as well.
Definitely.
But it's up there with, like, for me, I can't put them ahead of like some other bands, if that makes sense. Like, I love a lot of their music, but I've got music from I'm gonna have to like be fair here. So Neck Deep I really want to see live again because their new stuff is incredible. Too Close to Touch is another band that I really want to go and see live. Definitely worth it. Story Told as well, another band, really good energy. You Guys, would love to go and see You Guys live.
Yes.
Yours Truly, Stand Atlantic, basically Warped Tour, Slam Dunk, Download, or I just want to go to those things.
One spot. <Yeah. laughs>
Just be like, definitely. Okay, can you all just like come on now and just be like, give me all the music from my Spotify.
Definitely. Yeah, I think my favorite band life has to be Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, they're just so good. I mean, his vocals live are just unbelievable. I've seen them twice now, and as you said, for August Burns Red, they're better every time. And yeah, there was about two and a half years between that time, and oh my God, yeah, so good. So
how recently did you see them play?
Well, a long time ago, 2006 long time ago, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I think I saw them in 2005 or 2006, I think.
Yeah, so I saw them at the what was the tour? The Bullet in the Bible tour, Green Day.
Sick.
Milton Keynes Bowl. So it was Green Day, Taking Back Sunday, Jimmy Eat World, and there was Hard Fi. And I found out the other day that Simple Plan had to back out and Hardfire came in their place. I was like, what? No. Gutted.
I'm gutted from the fact that he's seen all these bands live. And I'm like, I hate you. I mean, I've seen A Day to Remember live. So for me, that was fucking sick.
I want to see them live, definitely. So
yeah. Is it All Lines Point to Lauderdale or whatever it's called? All Signs Point to Lauderdale. That live absolutely fucking kicked. They launched toilet paper into the crowd. It was like incredible. Wow. And they had like beach balls and things like that. It was the energy that it was coming from them was amazing. I remember going to see them because it was Bad Vibrations tour, that was it. The Bad Vibrations tour, and because it was the second time I've seen them, I went to go and see them in Cardiff, and then I went to go and see them again in Birmingham. Neck Deep stopped the show because two guys were moshing on an acoustic track, and I thought that was hilarious. They were like, okay guys, just gonna have to stop here, you two stop being dickheads. just like, what? They're like, yeah, you two stop being dickheads, we see you guys moshing, it's an acoustic track, right? Calm down It's like, calm down. Okay. It's like, kiss and make up, do it good. Right, we'll carry on. I was like, I love these guys, they're amazing. That was also when Moose Blood existed as well, and I had such a huge soft spot for Moose Blood at the time. Bukowski is still one of my favorite songs.
Those records are great for sure.
They are, definitely. Another great gig I went to was, can't remember the name of it now, but it was Bowling for Soup, Bloodhound Gang.
I'm immediately like, ah, bastard.
Who else was it? Army of Freshmen and Zebrahead. Wow, that was so good. So I went for my 18th, 19th. It must be an 18th, actually, so long time ago now.
That's a stacked one.
Yeah. But yeah, that was really good. But a funny story there. So obviously, Bowling for Soup have the huge bassist, the big guy.
Yeah.
Bloodhound Gang, one of the guys, I think the bassist or guitarist, one or two, had a cock ring, basically. And Bowling for Soup guy sat on the amp and basically pulled it with with that. Oh my God, it was just utterly wrong in every single way. But yeah,
really I mean wow.
Yeah, and then Bloodhound Gang were disgusting, so they puke in a cup and throw it into the crowd, and I was like, oh my God, this is just wrong. Disgusting, but really
imagine
good life.
That nowadays people would be livid.
Oh yeah.
I'm so glad that doesn't happen nowadays.
Yeah.
Sam, what the fuck?
A bit tamer now.
I mean, don't get me wrong, mosh pitting is still one of the greatest things to ever be a part of. But puking into a cup and throwing that into the crowd, I feel that draws a couple of question marks to your brand's ethics.
It does. Well, the Bloodhound Gang, they must have been wasted. I swear they were completely wasted on stage. But oh my God,
the original punk rockers,
the original rebellious characters,
definitely were. Yeah, but yeah, that was hilarious, but rank at the same time. I definitely don't want to see him again. I mean, put it that way.
Is it good? Not so much for the crowd atmosphere.
But yeah, there we go. All right, tell you what, we'll jump into another one. And I think we'll go for Code Breaker Smile.
That's good.
Sweet. Okay, so here's Code Breaker Smile by Carousel Kings. Enjoy.
The harder I try, the easier it gets to believe you. The longer I wait, I think about it less and less every day. The joke is on you, I don't care if you sue. You shoot no soul, completely out of control. I used to like it
lots of awesome bands from Scotland.
Twin Atlantic is the one that comes to mind constantly.
All right. Yeah, send me all those, man. So I'm trying
I will do. Yeah, for sure.
I was trying to get my foothold in England a little more, and it's kind of, I don't know. But I see, if you guys know where to look.
Yeah, we'll come over. We'll go out for a few drinks.
Exactly, yeah.
And show you some few bands and stuff. Definitely, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
I mean, we've got awesome. A list. Right, should we jump back into this, and then we can start this conversation?
No, it's fine. Yeah, we'll carry on.
Okay, fair enough.
I must say, dude, honestly, your voice is probably one of my favorite voices of the past 10 years in pop punk. I mean, honestly, so good.
How am I supposed to react to this?
I just love it. It's incredible. So, yeah, kudos to yourself, dude, honestly. But, yeah, I love that track as well.
I got Don Broco vibes from that, man. I think it's pretty
Thanks,
good.
Man. Yeah, like, I love Don Broco. I got into them a little late, but I feel like they're definitely influencing my future stuff for sure. That guy, seeing them sing, you ever see their drummer sings even better? I feel like, not to put the singer down, but he's got an amazing voice as well. It's crazy to see him sing while he's playing the drums. I feel like that's nuts.
But I can't remember who it was. There was a band I saw the other day. So they don't have a lead singer, as in someone at the front. So they have two guitarists, a bassist and a drummer, and the drummer's the lead singer. And it's really, really different, really weird. Yeah. But I can't think who it was. I think they were some German band or something, but it could be wrong. I'm totally out of my head. I've no idea who they were, but they're really good. So, yeah.
Decent. I want to spend a bit of time talking about some, like, I know I mentioned at the start, but talking about some bands I've been listening to, because I want to give some of these guys who constantly send messages in just some appreciation. So we had What Makes Sense on a couple of weeks ago, and those guys, for those that haven't listened, need to really check out Groundhog Day. It's an absolutely incredible track. I absolutely, like, for me, it kicks ass. It's old school pop punk, just more modern. The vocals are really nice and complimenting and a little bit screamy, but in a good way. So you get a good amount of energy from them, right? And I love the fact that they're just upcoming in the industry. I love that. I've got such a big fan now for these upcoming bands. Likewise with guys like Glimmers, they've been going for how long, Tim? How long Glimmers been going for? Probably about over 2 years, maybe?
Probably a bit longer. 2 years.
Maggie from Glimmers, absolutely incredible. There's just so many. So please, guys, if you are listening, keep the love coming in, and we will continue to share your stuff on our social media, because we love it. We love good stuff.
They will. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I want to jump on the story of how I got Amazing Carousel Kings on the podcast. So yeah, literally just
how watch. You got them on how yes, you got
how
them
I
on.
Got them on.
I mean, it was a so, joint it was a well, joint thing
right, it was joint because you told me yours truly you were on Insta stories live and,
yes
yeah saw you on and I was like, fuck, is this Carousel King?
They shouted me out as well, so I warmed myself over.
Yeah, just said to you, hey dude, fancy coming on the podcast, and you DM'd me, which I was like, oh my god. So yeah, it was incredible. It really was. So thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a. I think as ways go to get people on, going onto a live stream and then not messaging the guys, but they're messaging one of the bands that are in the comment section. It's up there, you know. We don't play by the rules.
Nah.
It's very punk to do that.
It is. Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
But yeah, that was cool.
David, what's your favorite food? I'm going to take this question away from Tim and ask it to you now.
Favorite food, if I'm in England, is fish and chips. If I'm not in England, mac and cheese. I'm pretty simple. I don't know.
Yeah.
What are pizza rolls, and are they any good?
Pizza rolls? Have you never had them?
No.
Wild Notes we had on the show a couple of weeks ago are trying to send us some pizza rolls, and we're like, surely they are not that good. And they're like, where are they? Swear by them.
Yeah.
No, they're good. And there's different flavors too. So I don't know what your taste preference is. I used to really mess hard with the pepperoni pizza rolls. Yeah, dude, they're like little tiny pastries, but then they're filled with like all the pizza guts, and you put them in the oven and you cook them for 12 to 15 minutes. They come out and they're like little like tiny like pockets of love, man. They're amazing.
That just sounds like molten cheese and death. Yeah. But I love it. I mean, that was Chicago town calzones for me. Yeah.
If you like pizza, it's those. And then you guys have like the, was it the pizza bites or the bagel bites? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those are like, I think, a pretty one and two as far as like the pizza snacks in the United States.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have them over there, but we have these things called Chicago Town microwave pizzas. And let me tell you, those are pretty sick. Like, I'm just saying, deep filled Chicago Town pepperoni pizza is the literal shit. 3 minutes in the microwave, comes out, and you're like, oh my God, this is just amazing. I mean, 12 to 15 minutes. Yeah, that's well and good. But in that time, I could have 3 to 4 microwavable pizzas. Just saying, like, you guys are missing out on this.
Oh,
and they're from Chicago, so in fairness, well, the brand's from Chicago. Like, you guys should come over here to sample your American food. Just saying.
Okay, well, carrying on with food for a minute. If we were to come over to you right now, what restaurant would you recommend to us and take us to?
I'm friends with this guy. He has a restaurant called Greyhound Cafe. That's where I'd probably take you guys. Cause it's close. It's got pretty close to my house, and that's like vegan food. But they have like, it's basically a restaurant that's designed to be vegan food for people who don't eat vegan food. So it's vegan food for meat eaters.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. But it's like the healthy alternative. I'm not really too big on meat. Like I said, fish and chips would be my favorite if I was there, but I can't cook luckily. So I just eat mostly plants and I like animals, so
that makes sense. I have to admit, I'm unfortunately one of those meat eaters, and yes. I did recently. Well, I say recently, I went a year ago to a place in Birmingham, which was a vegan place. And the issue I've got with vegan food is everyone goes, "Oh, we get our protein through nuts," and I'm like, "Yes, but if I get my protein through nuts, I die." Yeah. It's just like it's like, yeah, this is a great alternative. However, I can't do that because of death.
What's your favorite meat? Like, what are you
See, I had a conversation last night with my girlfriend, and she was going, favorite roast? And I was like, I can't pick a favorite meat, and I can't pick a favorite roast. There's just so many good things about each of them. A good pork roast with crackling on top is fantastic. Gammon with egg. Oh, don't even go there. Gammon with egg is beautiful.
Lamb, though.
Lamb, yeah. However, for me, the winner, Hunter's chicken. Chicken wrapped in bacon, smothered in barbecue sauce, and with some cheese on top, which I think is also called a chicken New Yorker.
That sounds very American right there.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, it is very American, and I love it. I'm there going, I just pour all of this into my mouth.
Yeah, I think mine just has to be a nice fillet steak with peppercorn sauce.
Fancy. Oh, you fancy bastard.
How's that fancy?
I don't know. In comparison to mine, I got all the cheese and the bacon, and I just slather it in barbecue sauce.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I'll tell you, thinking about what was the program a few years ago, the Super Size Me, some of stuff that he had that looked incredible. Looked a bit big.
But I always remember Man vs. Food.
That was it. I think, yeah, Super Size Me, Man vs. Food. Yeah, same kind of thing, but... Yeah.
Hi, I'm Guy Fieri, and he's just there in like this Hawaiian top that's got like flames on it. And he's like, "Welcome to dinner, drive through, and dives." And I'm like, "Yes, let's go to America and try a million different foods that I've always wanted." I've heard the wings out there are amazing. That's one of the things I want to try.
Yeah, the food here is good. I feel like good variety. American's definitely like a melting pot. So we got it all. Whatever you want.
I'm pretty down for that. That's how amazing it sounds.
Except for you guys have a better selection of cheese for sure. Yeah. I think
we do.
As far as, cheese and like the I feel like that's the only thing. Cheese.
I feel like we've also got good sausages as well.
The sausages. You definitely can't get the sausages that you could get there here.
Yeah,
the breakfast sausages are on point. Even like the dinner ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the shops recently. I had some caramelized onion, like sausages, and caramelized onion as a flavor is amazing. If you haven't had it, whack it on some mozzarella and whack that on the garlic bread. Cook that garlic bread, and you come out with what appears to be the most beautiful thing I've ever come across in my life. And in a baguette, fillet steak, and when I say fillet steak, we're talking proper like tenderized down 30 seconds on each side and it's perfect. Cut that up nicely, whack it in a baguette with some caramelized onions and some big flakes of cheese. Oh, it is bellissimo.
Here we go.
Yeah, it sounds...
Okay, so... well, we're talking about food. And a few years ago, I had this for Christmas, actually, was Goose. So here we go. Here's Grey Goose.
Oh, yeah.
So Goose.
That was such a segue that none of us spotted it. I love it.
Brilliant. I've been thinking of giving up, 'cause every time I fill my cup, it goes away, my motivation. It's too bad you can't see through the shady lies that hide behind my eyes. I'm just a tin man searching for something that I've never had. You just could
amazing tune, because I was singing along to that throughout the whole of it. It was great. That's, I love it. Well. It's such a great song, and it reminds me of my love pop punk, because it reminds me of like Good Charlotte, and it's got such a great chorus, and I think it's called like pre-chorus or whatever you guys call it, pre-chorus, bridge or whatever, that lead up into it where it's just build up of energy, build up, hit you with the chorus, and immediately your stereo is going to be blown out because you're playing it at full volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible. I just love that song so much. I cannot tell you how much I love it.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, my lyric for that was so I'm just a tin man. Sorry if I'm getting it wrong. I'm just a tin man trying to find something that's not there, or something along those lines, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just a tin man searching for something that I've never had.
That's it. Yeah. So just love that lyric. It's just so good. So what was your idea behind that song?
Dude, when I wrote those lyrics, I was on this like kick of, I don't know if it was like a side project, but like I had this idea of like, you know, I mean, the Tin Man's, he's like searching for his heart. And like, what if it was like this alternate? I was thinking about writing a book on it, but it was like, I just ended up writing a song. So it's like, yeah. The concept was like the Tin Man searching for his heart in the yellow brick road, but he doesn't even really know what that is because he never had a heart, right? So like, I feel like that's sort of like sad. And at the same time, it's optimistic because he's still out there like smiling his way down the yellow brick road, doing life and trying to figure it out. And I feel like that at that point in my life when I wrote that, that's sort of how I was feeling. And I don't know.
That's pretty
looking
cool.
For something like more, you know.
yeah no, definitely. So what would you say your favorite track is that you've ever made? Difficult one.
I think some of the older stuff I feel like was cool because I feel like maybe the first song that I felt like really stoked about was a song called Change off of the album Unity. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I like a lot of the tracks, but I think that one for me was like lyrically transformative. And it was still like punk rock, like roots type. Like, I feel like that's sort of a track that like, cause it's more punky. I'll probably always like it. And this, cause that's what I like is the punky stuff. But, I don't know. Gregor's was good. I mean, it's cool to see a track, you know, I mean, get some traction and streams, but I feel like I never try to like write with that in mind. But
anytime
it comes
streams,
into a hit, that's always pleasing. Grey Goose, I guess, would be another.
Grey Goose, I absolutely the lyrics are the structure of it all is just fantastic. I can't give enough adjectives for how much I love it. And I was just looking, it's 5,328,000 or 324,000. That's insane. That is just insane. It's such a great track. And in terms of my favorite stuff, it's the chorus. It was the all along, I was something you could always take for granted. So it goes, I'm the one that's left standing stranded.
Yeah.
I think that rings true to so many people who listen to pop punk and like how much it like hits you because I'm the one that's left stranded. And it was, it hits home. So like my kind of bringing up from college and secondary school and why I got into the genre, right? Where it's just like, I always felt like I was the one that got taken for granted. And just the isolated feeling alone, which is why you end up like resorting to music such as My Chemical Romance and Breaking Benjamin and Limp Bizkit. This is the issue I have with so many bands. But yeah, all these kind of like heavier music, and then you realize there's a whole genre and you get lost in it because it's the thing that gives you almost a comfort blanket and tells you, don't worry, there are a million human beings out there that feel exactly the same as you.
Yeah, who, exactly.
Made music about it. Yeah, that's cool. True.
Yeah, definitely. So David, what are your thoughts on like metalcore kind of music? Are you a fan or do you kind of stay away a bit too heavy for you? Or?
I like tasteful heavy music. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, whatever my taste is, right? So I'm
just like, yeah. Tasteful, you're there like sipping a wine opinions. Glass going, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess recently, like I've been jamming, like, I mean, obviously I like Architects, but I like, I like listening to like Gojira a lot. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what other, like, obviously I keep saying ABR, but I just religiously listen to like their releases because they're from here. What other metalcore stuff?
Should I Bring Me the Horizon?
I guess Bring Me the Horizon, yeah. Like they're and I've listened to them going as far back as the Pray for Plagues era, you know, like I really like the Growls and Parkway Drive would be another band that's close to my heart. I watched their when they put out their I think it was the Horizons album, there was like a really cool DVD, and that DVD really sparked like Carousel Kings and wanting to pursue touring and seeing like their journey and doing it. Switch Engage is pretty close for me.
Yeah.
I feel like their riffs and then Howard is one of my favorite like metal vocalists. I feel like his like operatic deep voice and then into like his like the screaming has always been fascinating. I guess those would be my like my top guys. I'm not, I mean, metalcore for me, I like the breakdowns, and then I like obviously like cool vocalists, and if you're versatile, I feel like I'm more interested then. So
yeah, well, a couple more for you to check out if you haven't heard of them. One called Landmarks, or spelled as in land, MVRKS, okay. From Belgium, I believe. Or France. What's that?
Like, we're very knowledgeable on our music. We are, they're from
somewhere, France or Belgium. But then there's another one called Deadlines as well. Fucking amazing. They're definitely from Belgium. They are. I'm probably wrong now.
You know what? I've got a list as well of stuff. But in terms of
we'll pop them over to you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll just pop them over to you. For me, Neuja.
You guys hear Neuja? I listened to their. I don't recall what the first album was called, but the one with like the blue and the whatever on top of it. That was a stellar album for sure.
Yeah.
I think I stumbled upon them because my buddy. Yeah, my buddy listens to them as well.
They're really good.
Really good song structures too, and like, yeah.
Yeah, his vocals are amazing. So the one that I think you're thinking of is Colorblind.
Yeah, that would be their first release, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. And the one that I'm absolutely in love with at the moment is, I think, from Through Fire, and which is their newest album, Through Fire and All Things Renewed. And they've got two songs that I've discovered through targeted ads on Insta, going through stories. And it was Runaway and Broken Glass. And both of those are just epic tracks. Runaway for me, he's got such a great harmony, and it's almost soft metalcore, but it's nothing other than metalcore, right? So it's amazing. The other one is Anson, who we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks, and he's done Suffocating as one of it was the release that I fell in love with, and he's just done an album as well. We'll get the name up for that album, but Runaway by him. I wouldn't say it's metalcore, it's probably more punk rock, but it's still equally very good vocals as well. Album is called A Note For You To Find, and he's got some amazing tracks on there. Runaway, Gravity. I'll send these all over to you, basically. We also have a playlist as well, which I'll be plugging just about, as always, about there.
That's cool.
Which is, what is it? What is pop punk? Or is it pop punk? That's the word. Is it pop punk? Which is the rule of thumb being...
Yeah,
it's is it pop punk? And the rule of thumb being one artist, one song from each artist. So you can't have like duplicates of Blink-182. You can't have duplicates of Good Charlotte, or for me, Neck Deep, or Machine Gun Kelly. But I still found a way around my own rule.
Is this pop punk song?
Oh, is this pop punk? Yeah. And we've got you guys on there. We've got some other bands on there. Tears for the Fallen, What Makes Sense, Neck Deep, Machine Gun Kelly, Young Blood, Tear Break, Halfway Atlantic, Glimmers, to name a few. And it's a solid playlist, because it is one that I listen to fairly regularly, and I grab my air guitar to.
Definitely. It's a good
definitely
one.
Definitely plug that in there. That's
on Spotify, right?
It is on Spotify. Yes. It will be plugged in the description of this.
Yeah, called This Is Pop Punk. And it's a picture of an octopus.
Is this pop punk? Or is it This Is Pop Punk?
Let me have a look again.
I forgot my own playlist.
Is this pop punk? There you go.
So, yeah. Is this that pop one. Punk? That one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a decent playlist.
Definitely is.
I was on TikTok recently, and I bring up playlists because there was a video that went, this is how you trigger pop punk people, and it was and emo people, and it's just like 1 second from each song, and it's some absolute bangers in there. And I was going, this is painful. This is painful. It's like the intro, 1 second intro to each, and it just skips over, and I'm like, don't skip over that. Oh, you skipped it. No, I like that song. No, don't do that. And it was like, Don't Trust Me by 3OH3, King For A Day by Pierce the Veil. You had... I'm going to have to bring up some of the songs now, because it was an incredible playlist and it's really triggering. So Can You Feel My Heart? You had Second and Sebring by Of Mice and Men in there. You had If You Can't Hang by Sleeping With Sirens, Fallen Angels, Blackville Brides, No, Not Good Enough For, is it for the Cliche or something like that? The Downfall of a
Skip
Skull
the Fate.
Yeah, Skip the Fake, fucking sick band, yeah. Amazing. In the End, Spit It Out by Slipknot, Freak on a Leash, Last Resort, Blackout by Breathe Caroline. Some of many, like 1 second of each of these tracks played back to back. And I was there going, I want to punch this guy.
Stop it.
Oh, it's a great out. It's a great playlist now. But I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking triggered by this.
That's it. Yeah. All right, David, how about your favorite gig that you've played?
There's a few. I feel like anytime I played Summerfest was really cool, just because the level of the stage that it was and like the professionalism of everything going on. Mm-hmm. So I got to play Summerfest first time. I feel like Less Than Jake was the first time, and then Rise Against would have been the second time. And that was probably the biggest crowd, and that was probably the coolest, like oh shit moment type of thing, where like you know, it sort of just flew by so fast, like the moment of the show, and it felt like it was, I don't know, I feel like the adrenaline rush from stuff like that is really cool.
What were they to play with? Were they pretty decent?
Yeah, dude, they were sick.
I'm just saying that as like a secret fan of Riders Against.
I was fanboying, that was like my fanboy, you know what I mean, where I went up to Tim and I was like, what's up, man? I'm Dave, you know what I mean? I got my picture with him and shit, like, yeah, for sure. That was like a moment, because I've been jamming Rise Against for years, man. Mm-hmm. And to play with them and then to be on anything that caliber, and like, I feel like Warped Tour even for me, it was fun and then sort of uncomfortable at the same time, because I'm there like to work, and I'm still like trying not to fanboy almost with these when I'm like, you know what I mean, I'm going to the lunch and there's dudes who I've been listening to since I was 12 or 13, like right there, you know, I'm just like, who, oh shit, that? I mean, everybody, I feel like, you know what I mean, I did yoga with Buddy from Census Fail. That was cool. I'm sort of like not that outgoing, so I feel like for me being in a room of people, like I'm just like look around and like I'm like, oh shit, dude, he's over there. You know? But I'll seldom introduce myself out in public for sure. But yeah.
What was the Warped Tour like?
That was like summer camp, man. It was definitely like just something I'm so grateful to have been able to experience, because it's unlike any other tour I've ever been on. Definitely the best tours, the best summers of my life for sure. We got to do it two separate times.
Nice.
And just definitely really hot, but just I don't know, man, the amount of kids there and just the energy itself of that many people just wanting to have a good time, I feel like.
I hope they bring it back.
Something I miss. Yeah, I really.
One day, me and Tom can head over there and go.
We will head over there, Tim. Don't you worry. We'll be over there to meet all our many bands that we've interviewed from the States. They've gone, hey, you can come over and meet us. And we're like, yes, how? How would we do that?
Yeah. It'd be a big room full of people, unfortunately, David, I think. But yeah, so there we go.
I've always wanted to do Warped Tour. I think 2020 was the year I was supposed to be breaking my like festival virginity with Slam Dunk, and I was so pumped for that. The amount of awesome artists on there. Stand Atlantic were going to be there and they pulled out now, and I'm really pissed off because I really wanted to see them. And then like looking at like who's actually now going to be performing, I think Wargasm are now performing, and Wargasm is sick, like as an upcoming band. They're absolutely sick, and I'm like, I'm just stoked for if it does happen this year. I've got tickets for it because they've carried over and I paid for them. And I'm just hoping to at least see some bands. And also, if I get the chance to go behind the scenes, be like, hi, I do a podcast. It's got about 200 subscribers.
Yeah.
You know, nothing much, you know. But if you want to come on the podcast, man, that would be totally sick. Like Coach Steve from Big Mouth. That's what I was aiming for. I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. You know what I mean?
There you go. But yeah, no, we're well excited for some of the other bands we've got on. Obviously, we were super excited for your one.
Mate, he's massively been banging on for a good while now about you guys. And then here I am being like 10 minutes late to the podcast.
Terrible.
I do apologize.
But yeah, so.
Duty calls, man.
Exactly. That'd be a good name for a band, wouldn't it?
Duty calls. Duty calls. How did you go out there playing Call of Duty?
Love that. Yeah, so next week we have Settle Your Scores. In I think probably late March, we're gonna have Driveways as well.
Oh, sick.
Yes.
I just recently got into them. They're really good, man.
Yeah. So there's me at the beginning when I got them on, when I messaged them saying, I don't think they're that big of a band. And then Tom was like, Tim, they're fucking huge. What are you on about?
Huge, mate. He was just like, wait, what? And I was like, I'm sorry. Have you seen how many people like them on Spotify? He's like, oh, you know, they're not that big of a band. And I'm like, mate, I've been listening to Drop Dead like on repeat. It's a fucking sick band.
Yeah.
And they also did I think it's Little Uzi's EXO Tour Life. They did a cover of that in pop punk, and that fucking drops. Like, as a song, as a cover, I fucking love it. I think they've absolutely nailed that. So definitely worthwhile giving them a listen. And we're not hoping out for anything in April, because Boris next week is going to release his lovely plan for COVID.
Yes. Yes.
Let me know how that goes.
We're hoping for a Nando's gauge again. Oh, he brought that out in the first time he created a roadmap. He was like, this is the gauge. And everyone was literally like, that looks like the gauge from Nando's. He created this gauge for Nando's. And it was just like, we've got this thing called the Joint Biosecurity Center. And we're all just joking around going, the JBS, right? Yeah, yeah. How many people, probably staff, that have been like, shit, we're now working for this thing that we didn't know existed 2 minutes ago.
Oh, dear. Brilliant. Yeah.
So yeah, but the Nando's thing got us all like laughing a little bit. But fingers crossed that we can be out of this lockdown, because I've got places to be, people to see, and then
exactly
we will have other bands coming on. We've got so we're just so grateful the fact that we have bands like yourself coming on. And
thank you so much.
Story Untold is the one that I've got coming on. No, it's not Story Untold. It's A Story Told. Yeah, we've got them coming on, which is another band I definitely recommend you to check out. Which is
just gonna have an. Are you gonna have a Word document, dude?
I'm just gonna create a Spotify list. Just go through this list, work your way on there.
There we go.
Have we got time for one more song, do you think, Tim?
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what. We'll do one more song, and then we'll start to end it. So here's Plus Ultra. Carousel Kings, enjoy.
Car tip with the lights on again. Burn
matter of you practice and putting the effort in. So, because if you think about it, singing's just like crying, and all babies cry for hours, right, without losing your voice. So once you relearn how to cry like a baby with your emotions, you can sing like nobody's business. Yeah,
perfect. There you go. Well, yeah, another great song, and I'm going to include that a little bit about crying babies as well, because yeah, it's learn how to cry again, peeps, and you can sing. David says.
So trust me, it works.
But yeah, so again, an incredible song. As you were saying throughout that, you love your art. You want every single song to be perfect, which is incredible. And of course, most bands do. I'm not going to say bands don't, but and as AJ said previous makeout session, podcast, he said about you need
just
one
get that
good
clarification
song
in there. Yeah. The band is called Makeout. We were not making it like, yeah, I just want to put that clarification out there. All right.
Yeah.
Previous session with Makeout. Previous Makeout.
Not making out session.
That would have been, that's changed the dynamic of the podcast completely now.
Oh, dear. Yeah. No, definitely not. But yeah, so I love that. Obviously, you've made hundreds of bangers with all the albums you've done, and yeah, carry on.
I think we're both huge fans. It's such a I don't want to say honor, but equally it's such a huge thing to say, like, you know what, we're chatting to you for 90 minutes and listening to your music and reacting to your music live and just being like, man, this just slaps. It's amazing. Yeah. And I never thought in a million years this is how it would be.
No.
Excuse me. Like, I've seen some of the bands that we've had on, they're great and they're upcoming for sure. And then now I'm sitting here with Carousel Games and I'm like, this is the kind of moment where I don't care how many subscribers we have. I've made it. I've done this. Like, you know, like, it's just a bit of a strange one. But so really, really thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming on. It's massive thanks, David.
Yeah, it's truly my pleasure, guys. It's awesome to meet like-minded individuals. I feel like if we would have grown up together, we probably would have went to all the same shows anyway. And I feel like that's what music is for. It's so cool that technology is able to, like, you know, we're actually hanging out right now, and yeah, I think that's cool. I miss going to shows. I miss meeting people like yourselves, and I'm really just appreciative that you guys reached out, and I'm glad we could do this today.
No, you're very welcome. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly why we're doing the podcast. We love chatting to like-minded people, as you said, and yeah, it's great. It really is. So yeah, 100%.
I'm also just a massive chancer as well when it comes to like, hey, I've got great bands. I just want to just message their Insta. If they reply, they reply.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all about the dice shots, man. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you just gotta keep throwing them up there.
Exactly. There you go. All right. Well, massive thanks, David. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Rock on, guys.
Rock on.
Thank you for listening to the Punkio Podcast with Tim and Tom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to like, subscribe and follow on all streaming platforms.
Check out our social media pages where we'll be posting exclusive content and sneak peeks to future episodes of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we look forward to catching you on the next one. Take care.